Hello, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk, Women's Roundtable. We are coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga. Today, we are discussing the impact of incessant power outages throughout the country, which the government attributes to a technical fault at Hwange Thermal Power Station and low generation capacity at Kariba. But first, U.S. President-elect Donald Trump may not be moving into the White House until January, but he's laying the groundwork and making plans for the domestic policy of the next 4 years. VOA Senior Washington Correspondent Caroline Presutti has our story.
Victory speech, election night, 2024.
We're going to fix everything about our country. And we made history for a reason tonight, and the reason is going to be just that.
President-elect Donald Trump's first priority is to fix immigration.
We're going to have to seal up those borders, and we're going to have to let people come into our country. We want people to come back in, but we have to let them come back in, but they have to come in legally.
Trump won over campaign crowds by vowing mass deportations, targeting millions of undocumented immigrants each year. Experts say this would cost billions of dollars and require massive organization and delegation, none of which has been detailed yet. But Trump's border czar pick, Tom Homan, told 60 Minutes he would focus on workplaces, not neighborhoods. The second priority is to fix inflation.
And after the greatest political comeback in American history, we're going to leave the greatest economic comeback in American history under Donald Trump's leadership.
Trump pledges America First policies with tariffs on foreign goods and no tax on Social Security benefits or tips. The third priority, to fix the government.
America has given us an unprecedented and powerful mandate.
With that mandate, he appointed Tesla and SpaceX owner Elon Musk and former presidential rival Vivek Ramaswamy to head up government efficiency and look at bureaucracy and spending. Having a Republican-controlled Senate and House of Representatives will assure a smooth confirmation for those already tapped for the Secretaries of State, Defense and Homeland Security, Environmental Protection Agency head, United Nations and Israel ambassadors, and more. Just a few of the 4,000 government positions to be filled by Donald Trump.
In less than 70 days, the president-elect takes over, and we will get a better picture of his second administration. But one thing is clear, it will look starkly different than the Biden years. Caroline Presutti, VOA News, West Palm Beach, Florida.
Meanwhile, authorities in Sierra Leone have launched an Ebola vaccination campaign targeting at least 5,000 health workers. Many health workers caught the Ebola virus during the outbreak that hit West Africa a decade ago. Victoria Amunga reports from Kenema, Sierra Leone.
The name of dozens of healthcare workers who died in the 2014 Ebola outbreak. The names are displayed outside a hospital in Kenema, one of the worst-hit cities during the two-year outbreak that killed nearly 4,000 people in Sierra Leone. Mohamed Feika, a healthcare worker here, recalls how many of his co-workers died after contracting Ebola while caring for patients.
That greatly affected me, looking at my, some social activity as well. Let me just ignore myself. Let me look at other people.
Now there's an Ebola vaccination campaign to protect healthcare workers like Feika. The Gavi Vaccine Alliance in June launched a preventive Ebola vaccination program to help contain the disease and protect critical healthcare and frontline workers in high-risk countries like Sierra Leone.
There was that kind of fear among healthcare workers, even among the entire population. So upon taking the vaccine, I now have the confidence that maybe when there is an outbreak, I will not be infected.
The single-dose vaccine is being provided to healthcare workers in countries that have had Ebola cases and those that border countries that have experienced Ebola outbreaks.
it's going to be 20,000 vaccines to start with, and we feel this is sufficient to cover, you know, the frontline workers I've just mentioned, and protect those that are most vulnerable. And then, of course, we will be replenishing the stockpile so that we still have that 500,000, and then moving to other countries that are at risk of high risk of Ebola outbreaks.
The Ebola virus is spread through contact with the bodily fluids of an infected person. The average fatality rate for Ebola is about 60%, according to Gavi. Since Sierra Leone is considered a high-risk area, the government has set up a public health agency to enhance detection of the disease and prevent further outbreaks.
We know we are in an endemic zone. We know it's only the matter of when and not if that will be an outbreak. Every week we have a suspected case that we have to respond to. So a dedicated agency has been created to just look at that preparedness and response.
As part of the campaign, community and religious leaders are encouraging the public to accept the shots. The Reverend Usman Fona is one such leader.
We use the pulpit, the mosques use the mimbar, the churches use the pulpit on Sundays and on Fridays, at Ricade meetings, also at naming ceremonies, when we go to name children, we let the congregation that are present to know the value of vaccination.
More than 11,000 people died during the Ebola outbreak in West Africa between 2014 and 2016, most of them in Sierra Leone, Liberia, and Guinea. Authorities hope the Ebola vaccination campaign will help avert such a disaster in the future. Victoria Amunga, VOA News, Kenema, Sierra Leone.
Now let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
And for those that have just joined us, please note that you are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Back to our topic, the Zimbabwe Electricity Supply Authority, ZESA Holdings, has warned of further reduced electricity generation capacity countrywide due to a technical fault at Wange Thermal Power Station. And it says its technical teams are working to resolve the problem to minimize impact on customers. The power utility company says the problem has been further compounded by reduced generation capacity at Kariba Power Station because the water levels there are very low, resulting from the El Nino-induced drought. Zimbabwe presently generates about 1,094 megawatts against a peak demand of 2,200 megawatts. To discuss our topic in depth, we are joined by Senator Rita Ndlovu and Ms. Mabel Mbala, Ward 28, Organizing Secretary in the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association. Welcome, ladies, and we'll start with you, Senator Ndlovu. Some residents and business operators say the power outages are negatively impacting on their businesses and daily activities. What is happening on the ground? Over to you. Yes.
Good evening, Sandy. Thank you so much for having me in your program. It's true, we're facing challenges of electricity in the whole, the entire Zimbabwe, but in some areas it's too much for the citizens of Zimbabwe. So for instance, I say in Bulawayo, we go without electricity for almost 2 days without electricity. Imagine, how do you survive without electricity? The business community is struggling to make their business function properly. In the locations, business is not running smoothly. Given that the business people in doing butchery business, they are running out of business because all the meat will get rotten within a day. Given the temperatures, given that the climate change is changing and the heat in Bulawayo is over the board. So you find that people are suffering. You go without electricity. You are not told what is happening. No one will talk to you. We used to have a station for electricity, but now nothing is happening.
Yes, thank you so much. Yes, do stay on the line, Senator. We coming back to you, Ms. Impala. Ngolimi lwesiNdebele ke ungasichazisela ukuthi izakhamizi ziphila njani khona ngapho kungelamagetsi. Njalo liyalibikibe lenhlangano yini lama sengathi ngesiNgisi ama stakeholders balitshela bethini? Iye ungaqhubeka, Mrs. Impala.
Sathi bonani kwalameli. Ngiyathaba ukuba kuleli platform namhlanje ntambama. Udubo lolu lukhulu kakhulu okokuthi esingathi kukhriphula impilo yomuntu, i-day to day life yomuntu. Iyabe sikhripheke, especially umuntu ongumama. Njengoba lisizwe babe sithi ukuthi kuyabe kungalamagetsi, kungalamanzi. Umuntu ongumama sekumele evukele ekuseni basa umlilo, lenkuni ezingekhoyo, they are costly. Kunzima kakhulu ukuthi kuze kuyetshayila ngalantambama futhi esebuyela semrutini every day for 7 days. It's not an easy thing, kakulula. Besesilokhikoliswa lapha nalapho ukuthi akulamanzi, kulamagetsi. Kodwa besesizamele nge-Resident Association, i-WARD 2018, ukuthi kuhlale phansi kusizwe sibonisane ukuthi nanku-ke i-service delivery si-affect-a abantu on daily basis bubambe kanjani. Bekungakaze kuphume impendulo ehlacileyo, besithole impendulo yena leyo kutshela ukuthi hhayi it will be restored in a short while, it will be restored in a short while. Kodwa kusiphilisa nzima kakhulu.
Yebo, siyabonga. Uhlale khonapho ecingweni. Sesibuya kuwe, Senator Ndlovu. Sizwa lapha izesa ithi kuya kube lohlupho esitishini seWange, lesitishini seKariba. Yenxa lilucubungula loludaba khona ngale edalele ePhalamende, ledalele eSenate. Kuyini eliyaliphume lakho njalo bakhuluma bethini iziphathamandla?
Iziphathamandla zithandekile ziyathembisa ukuthi amagesi azaba khona. Engilethemba ukuthi kakusoqiniso lokhu, ngoba ukuthembisa umuntu lutho ukuthi kuzalunga kungalanto elungayo kuyabe kutshengisa ukuthi kakulanto elungayo. Ungathatha ukuthi khona sesilesikhathi esinganani kulokhu kuthiwa amagesi azalunga. Khaya kulezi nsuku kuwesi kwedlula esikhathini esidlulileyo, ngoba bekuneschedule samagesi ukuthi ahamba ngelanga elingaka, ahamba ngelanga elingaka ngesikhathi esingaka, kathi esikathi sikho sona esischedule. Liyavuka ekuseni akunamagesi ngo-5, lize liyolala ngo-10 akunamagesi, livuka ekuseni akunamagesi. And ukuthi uzifaka wena esimeni somuntu ole-business, thina abantu esingalama-business kungcono kakhulu. Umuntu ole-business erana ibhutha, erana izinto ezihlale emafijini ezibolayo, ukuthi kuyini okwenzakalayo ngemva kwalokhu. Yonke into yakhe iyabola, yonke into yakhe ngakulanto ihambayo.
thina njengabameli babantu sokungazathi kuthiwa thina vele yithe silamanga kasikhulume ngazo iindaba zenezo ezihlupha abantu. Sikhuluma ngakho ukusa kwamalanga, sikhuluma sibuza uhulumende ukuthi uthembisane abantu kodwa impendulo yakhona kayikho. Kuyabe kulokhu kuthiwa kuzalunga 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 kodwa kakunanto elungayo. Yibuye futhi edabeni lamanzi, futhi amanzi lawo kuthiwa azaba khona kodwa awusezi bekwazi ukuthi abakhona nini. Lokho kuthiwa igwayisha ngani, igwayisha ngani kodwa kulalutho olwenzakalayo. Siyenesenti yokuthi abantu khathesi baphila ngamanzi esibhoraneni. Kule ndawo ezinesibhorane, kule ndawo ezingalasibhorane, abantu baphila nzima. Sandekile batshona emfuleni njengekhaya. Ekhaya lakho uhambe ekuseni uthangisi ukuphenduka. Edolobheni abantu baningi liyalayini esibhoraneni edolobheni sokungathi ngisekhaya. Idorobho umsebenzi walo singowani nxa seliphenduka lisiba likhaya, akusahambelani. And sikhuluma ukusa kwamalanga namhlanje sokade kulama-questions sibuza ama-ministers, akulalanga elidlulayo singakhulumanga ngodaba lwamanzi namagezi. Kodwa impendulo kayikho, ithengiswa amanga kwesonke isikhathi.
Yebo ke, siyabonga.
Sikwazi ukuthi kwenzeka lutheni.
Siyabonga Senator, uhlale khonapha kancinyane sinike ithuba unkosikazi Mpala. Ungasitshela ukuthi selake lahlangana yini le nkampani yezesa kumbe umanispala kumbe i-council balitshela bethini ngokusilela kwamagesi lamanzi?
Ngiyabonga. Sasimema umhlangano, simeme abantu be-BCC abamanzi ukuthi bezositshela ukuthi singenza plani bani ngamanzi. Impendulo abafika nayo ukuthi emadamu kakulamanzi ukuzulu lingananga. Njalo kabazange bachaze ukuthi bale mzamo bani ukuthi abantu baphiwe amanzi, bamangele ukuthi akulamanzi kuzayenziwa i-load shedding. I-timetable ye-load shedding ibingasalandelwa, liyaphiwa i-timetable kodwa igcine ingasalandelwa. Thina sinto ukuthi ngapha thina e-Kalshi Park last week sike sahlala 7 days, 9 days without water. Sesinceda izibhorane zenezo ezikhona kodwa-ke kazeneli izibhorane zenalezo. Njalo kuyasebenzisa ukuthi umuntu usuka atshone khona esibhoraneni. Kathi balayela njalo sibonisana labo ukuthi umuntu phela kakusela msebenzi ayenzayo, bathi laba kulanto abangayenzi.
Lokhu engikuwe nkosikazi Mpala, kule ndawo vele e-Country Park okuthiwa zilamagetsi khona, so unqomo sunjani?
Ema-areni okungalamagetsi lokhu kunjalo, kungalamagetsi kwezindawo sokufaka intambo namapholi. Kodwa-ke lokhu kusemnyameni kunjalo, abantu kakucatshangelwa vele lokuthi kuzafakwa nini. Lakho sibona futhi ngamehlo ethu nxa sibona njengabahlali ukuthi kuthi bangaze bafake ba-connected bazasijoyina lathi thina esidubekayo. Obona amagetsi maybe ngeviki lwabonye kabili, less than 20 hours kuphela, the rest of the time we're in darkness.
Yeah, hayi kuyezwakala. Coming to you, Senator Ndlovu, do you think most people can afford, from what you see in your areas, can most people afford the alternatives for electricity or water?
Thank you, Sandehili. The people cannot afford the alternatives, although they are alternatives. A person has to use gas or firewood. All those need money. It's not like in rural areas where we go and find wood somewhere. In town, you are supposed to purchase money. You're supposed to buy electricity. You're supposed to buy gas. You're supposed to buy firewood. Even the hardships, the economic hardships, which are prevailing, people cannot afford all those things. But people are left with no choice. You find some people using plastic papers to make fire so that they cook for their families. It's very hard. You are living in a very hard situation where people, even being a leader, leading those people, you end up seeing that It's useless to look at people who are very hungry, who don't have anything, and they are expecting you to give them something to assure them that things will be with the right one day, but nothing is happening. And we have talked to the government. We talk every day. We tell the ministers that something has to happen. Nothing is happening. Given that there's also this climate change which is affecting everyone, which is there to stay, and everyone is seeing that things are changing in terms of climate, something has to be done. The government has to take action so that all those alternatives, people access all those alternatives easily.
Yes, thank you so much. And now looking at the impact on women, sizabuya kuwe ke Nkosikazi Mpalo, ngathi abesifazana kungabe kuyibo kubathwalisa amagapha avuzayo kakhulu yini ukusilela kwamandla amagesi lamanzi?
Kungabe kubathwalisa amagapha avuzayo ngamanzi ngoba esibhoraneni kumele umuntu ongumama aphume ekuseni asithi ngama 2-5 ekuseni, maybe after 4-5 ayevulayinisa izigubhu zakhe esibhoraneni. Njalo angazazilayinise kule minimum ethathwa, kule maximum ethathwayo, maximum of 4 per day. Izigubhu ezingu-4 unefamily abantwana abangu-4 like the 2 adults or 3 adults, say family average family of 7, izigubhu ezingu-4. Awusakwazi umbuza zifaka zibe ngezetoilet, umbuza zifaka zibe ngapha ekitchen. Whichever way kakusebenzi ngoba umuntu esuka laphana amanzi awagwani. Umama uzathona kesuka lapha ekwesinye isibhorane njalo ayezama ukulayina, angakhelela ngapha kuthutha efake endlini ayemelela leziyane ezingali. So ngomunganomama yiba basebunzimeni ngendaba yamanzi kakhulu, njalo awala substitute ukuthi umenza njani.
Yes, sibuya lapha emagesini bathola yini inkuni kumbe okunye kokubasisa umlilo?
Inkoni ikukhuluma iqiniso kakula nkuni lapha ngoba kuselaganga ezithengwayo, imali izathi ivele ingekho isihlupha, akukho mqoko ukuthi ukhiphe imali uthenge ugesi ngoba vele yakungekho. Igasi ungaze uyifile iyaphela, asithi ugcwalisa ithengi $5, $6 iyaphinde iphele ize ingakapheli ngoba sokukhandeleyo nayodwa. Igesi ngapho yavele ethethe imali wajusa igesi elingekhoyo. So konke kunzima, whichever way kunzima. Since sibona omama sebeze betobha izigubhu lezi ama-empties ama-soft drinks bephele somehow. Kambe kuyabe kusayikudla oku-right khona lokho, kodwa umama uyabe engala-choice, uyabe khangela imoli.
Yebo ke kuyezwakala. Senator Ndlovu, if you are also in the Women's Caucus committee at Parliament, what other, how do you handle such issues that affect especially women? And is it effective?
Like I said in my previous presentation, that we talk collectively, all women, regardless of the political affiliation. We talk about these issues because they affect us women mostly. We try by all means to convince the ministers that something has to be done in order to alleviate women's in particular. Because men, they don't even care because they go and spend some time in houses and have something to eat. I, as a mother, I'll be home looking at my children who have nothing to eat, and I'm expected to have electricity, water in our homes, but nothing is happening. As a caucus, we are together in this one, all of us, regardless of the political affiliation, because we are really affected and we are talking day in, day out, supporting each other in what is happening in our families about the water shortage and the electricity outages.
Yebo ke, sesikhuluma ulimi lesiNdebele. Ungasinikela kwelo kugcina ke, Senator Ndlovu, ukuthi ungathini ngohlupho lolu, njalo kuyini ongakuchiyela abantu esigabeni sakho?
Mina engingakuthiyela abantu esigabeni sami ukuthi abantu basizwisise ukuthi asithulayo ngoba nathi sinjengasekhethi khathesi ngithe harare lapho engihlala khona amagesi ahambi kodwa ngifika koBulawayo akunamagesi ngihlala izizi koBulawayo ngingabuyanye eharare ngiyabe ngiyasekhethi abantu abami bayasekhethi mina noma lapho engiyabe ngihlezi khona inamagesi kodwa indayini eharare yakhona inamagesi emalokitheni akunamanzi emalokitheni so ngithe ebantwini asiphulanga bantu bakithi siyakhuluma ukusa kwamalanga sikhuluma ngezinto ezithiyeneyo akulamgwaqo akulamanzi akulamagesi sikhuluma ngakho insuku zonke engicela ebantwini ukuthi basizwisise njalo siyedisane nxasifika sikhuluma kibo bangasithethisi basilalele ukuthi sikhulumane engxenye singani singaba nomsombululo wokuthi sikubambe sibambisane njani sindawoni ngoba thina siyakhuluma ngakho isikhathi sonke so sicela ukubekezelelwa kodwa sincedisane njalo singabiza umhlangano wokuthi kuyanini sizokuza ukuthi kuyinokwenzakala ephalamenti libuye lizokuza ukuthi sikhuluma ngani abantu balethendenzi yokuthi sithande kulesiyathi futhi kulethi i-back meeting sababuyi kuma-meetings yona lawo eyiwo lapho esizabatshela khona sibaphathele lama-ansad yona la babone ukuthi sikhuluma njani ngendaba yona le ezezihlupha abantu ezinje kumele zilungisise ekuqaleni.
Yebo, kuyezwakala. There's a senator saying that mostly in hotels and town, there she's in Harare for the Senate sections, and then that's when you can get electricity, but in the townships, high-density suburbs there, there's nothing. Yeah, elakho ke elokugcina nkosikazi Mpala, kuyini ongakuxwayisa abantu, kuyini ongathi ufisa ukuthi uhulumende awenze?
Sicela ukulalelwa izikhalo zethu njengabahlali bendawo. Sicela i-service delivery. Njengoba bepromisa nxa besima laphana amakhampani la ukuthi bazasinika isevisi besicela basihloniphe siphiwe leyo sevisi.
Ye kodwa-ke phela liyake likhulume labo kuyini futhi okunye okungenziwa ukuthi ngempela besukumele phezulu beyenze lokho elikufisayo. Njalo simzwile usenete sithi kwesinye isikhathi abantu ababuya emhlanganweni, kini babuya yini ukuthi libambisane umthwalo?
Hayi, umthwalashi kawusasukumi, i-leadership yebuyayo. Abantu sebadinga bathi kababoni impumela eza nabo ne-leadership. So umhlanganweni abantu kabasasukumi, they've lost hope.
Kodwa liyabeke libakhuthazile lafaka izimemezelo endaweni eziningi ukuthi bebuye
kakhulu. Silama-platforms aku-social media, yenze la ma-flyers kumenyezele la yonke indawo, nabantwana esikolo bakumenyezele kisho ukuthi litshele abazali kodwa kabasukumi abadlala.
Yebo ke, hayi, siyabonga kakhulu ukuba lani kuhlelo kulabo ke lizwile ukuthi besixoxa ke lapha sihlaziya ngokusilela okwamandla amagetsi lamanzi okuthwalise izakhamizi amagaba avuzayo. Uhulumente ke uthi usalungisa wange-thermal power station lanxa engalamandla nge-Kariba Dam ngoba amanzi emalutshwana. We would like to say thank you to Senator Rita Ndlovu of Bulawayo and Ms. Mabel Mpala for joining us. Mabel Mpala, Ward 28, Country Park Organizing Secretary for the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association. Yes, let's meet again tomorrow. And thank you to our viewers. I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga here in Washington, D.C.